The German philosopher and theologian Rudolf Otto has a better idea. A better way to understand RSMEs. The best atheists agree with the best defenders of faith on one crucial point, that the choice to believe or disbelieve is existentially the most important choice of all. It shapes one's whole understanding of human life and purpose, because it is a choice that each of us must make for him or herself. Adam Kirsch, New York Sun. The truth of religion lies less in what is revealed in its doctrines than what is concealed in its mysteries. Religions do not reveal their meaning directly because they cannot do so. Their meaning has to be earned by worship and prayer, and by a life of quiet obedience. Nevertheless, truths that are hidden are still truths, and maybe we can be guided by them only if they are hidden, just as we are guided by the sun only if we do not look at it. Roger Scruton, The Spectator. Rudolf Otto, 1869-1937, thought a good deal about evolution and spirituality during World War I. His principal work, The Idea of the Holy, offers a useful approach to the study of RSMEs. He coined the term numinous to signify the type of experience, roughly equivalent to a deep RSME, that underlies the development of religious and spiritual traditions. He insisted that there is no religion in which it does not live as the innermost core, and without it, no religion would be worthy of the name, and that all ostensible explanations of the origin of religion in terms of animism or magic or folk psychology are doomed from the outset to wander astray and miss the real goal of their inquiry unless they realize this fact of our nature, primary, unique, underrivable from anything else, to be the basic factor and the basic impulse underlying the entire process of religious evolution. By a numinous experience, Otto meant the sense of a presence much greater than oneself, something wholly other which creates awe. Awe, of course, is not the same thing as fear. It is not driven by practical concerns. Fearing a bear attack in the wilderness and feeling awe while watching a spirit bear on a distant mountainside are quite different experiences. All efforts to explain RSMEs in terms of self-interest or the drives of the merely natural man fail, Otto predicted, because the merely natural man does not even understand them.